After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, it's our favorite time of the week because we're talking The Bold Type, Episode 8, The End of the Beginning. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We all were singing this right before the show started, and we all sounded really good. It's like, I don't want to ruin it for you guys. I'll leave it up to Jesse J. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another week of a recap for The Bold Type, guys. I think this is one of my favorite days of the week. I think our whole panel can say that. Before we get into the major discussions of today's, you know, it was sweet and sour, the whole episode. But before we get into it, let's introduce ourselves. Becca, where can they find you on social media?
I'm back. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaVitasTV.
And make sure you guys join Becca in the chat. She'll be responding to you guys. We'll be...
Hi, Taylor Gates.
Hey, Taylor. Taylor, we miss you. And I'm introducing you on the panel right now since I always forget.
at Alphabet Ann.
Alphabet Ann. And Kia, where can they find you?
Hi, guys. I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Bombo. I match the mic. I look like a bumblebee.
I didn't even think about that until you pointed it out.
She's very baby TV people.
I am.
Devin, where can they find you on social media?
What's up, guys? It's Devin Howard. You can find me on all social media at Dining with Devin.
Carla.
Hey guys, I'm Carla Beltran. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey guys, it's your host Ally Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Ally Nasta and on Instagram at Ally Girl. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all our social media platforms: Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. Go download the podcast on iTunes. You know, all that social media stuff. But man, speaking of social media, Kat, the social media director, was the only one that was safe this episode in the series of the layoffs. You know, when she first got this secret to not tell her friends, what would be your first reaction? Would you want to immediately tell them?
I would tell my friends.
You would tell them?
I would text them. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you might get fired.
Really?
I don't think I would. I think I probably would have called my mom, and I would have been like, Mom, my friends are going to get fired, help. And then I would have vented to her, and then... Because it's like you have to respect confidentiality of the job and the information you've been given.
That's tough. I'm like in the middle. I'm like both. I think like I would sit on it first. Mm-hmm. Pause. I would sit on it first and think about it because you're right. You have to respect your job and your confidentiality. Jesus, I'm not speaking right.
And it's okay.
Jacqueline trusted Kat, and that's something like if your boss is telling you not to say something. But I think I would hint to my friends a little bit, more than Kat was doing. I'd be like, hey, guys, just, you know, like, but I don't think I would. I don't know. This is tough.
I feel like Jacqueline kind of knew that Kat was going to tell the girls, you know, I think in that case scenario, she kind of was like, hey, just as a heads up. And I like the fact that she told her because in a way she was able to tell her friends too. And like, even though they did freak out a little bit, at least they were able to like kind of go out of the comfort zone and like perform and do something different than they normally do.
And also cover their bases, you know, like talking with Insight or, you know, really stepping up to the plate when she needed to when Sutton needed to during the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Put a fire under their ass.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good once in a while. But I feel like Jacqueline was testing her just a little bit because she obviously knows that the three of them are best friends. And I think she wanted to see if she can take on that responsibility of, like, keeping the secret and doing the right thing for her job, which she, you know, Jacqueline felt like she did. And that's why, you know, what happens at the end happens.
It's funny because I had two different reactions. Like, when I was thinking, I was like, well, I totally wouldn't tell them because I am the kind of person that when I have a secret, even my mom and my sister, they'll tell me secrets. And I can't, like, even if it's, like, about a Christmas present or something, I won't say anything. And so then whenever my mom or my sister finds out, they're like, you didn't tell me. And I'm like, yeah, because they said keep a secret.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was thinking how even if I had things at work, like, I don't tell my roommate anything and she's my best friend. Right. And so then I was thinking of it in that scenario, but then I was like, ooh, but this is different because they work with each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, these are just your best friends that you can keep your work sometimes separate. Like, that is so hard because I obviously would want to tell my best friend everything, especially something that's going to affect her future.
Right.
So I felt like that was so tough to not want to say anything.
Yeah.
And so obviously the way that it came out, it kind of slipped. Mm-hmm. But I honestly thought as soon as she did tell Adina, someone was going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah. And I think it was like, I thought personally that she was gonna tell them like right off the bat, so that it would be like, hey, you know what, like maybe start looking for other positions, so that because if they did, like, let's say knocking on wood, not like worst case scenario, they did get fired and Kat knew, but the girls didn't prepare for it, then this was just like something that happened, and then at least with Kat letting them know, they kind of were able to like. Jane went on an interview. She wrote another article that she was more interested in. And Sutton went up and then she just, like, took charge of the photo shoot. So I think, like, all of these things were done because they kind of knew about it rather than if they wouldn't have known. Then I think things would have been different.
Jacqueline also used Kat, kind of, because I think that Jacqueline also wanted the girls to know and to do better, but because of her position, I felt like she couldn't bring them all in and be like, hey, just let you know.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like she could do that with Kat, but I think she kind of used Kat. Like, if I use Kat, maybe Kat can talk to her friends and maybe put that fire under their ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of Jacqueline doing it. And
right.
I feel like she thought that Kat, like, these are her homegirls. Yeah. She's probably going to definitely tell them. Maybe they'll listen to her because I'm the boss and they might not listen to me. They might think that I'm, like, judging them or coming down too hard on them. Right.
Becca, did you have something you want to say?
People in the chat are giving their opinions.
Yes.
Hey,
there's a lot of people in this chat, so I want to read some comments. Vidra said I would tell them. Aslan, probably pronounced that wrong, said, I can't even imagine being in Kat's position. I see both sides of the Kat, Jane, and Sutton conversation.
Totally. I think that one's a good one because I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, I was watching that part of the episode thinking one thing, and then all of a sudden I was like, no, I would have to tell them they're my best friends, and this is their job that's on the line.
Yeah.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what's interesting, though, is Jane was the one who was like, Kat, we're your best friends. You should tell us. But I think if Jane had been given that information, she wouldn't have told them.
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
She's like,
I agree.
Kind of a goody two shoes.
Right.
And like,
yeah. Well, that brought up a good point, too. And really quick, before we get back to the chat, which we can get into a little bit later, I thought it was a little bit too much the way that they came on to her about being really rude. Because it's not like, like, obviously, there's someone that they want to be mad at in this situation, but it's not Kat's doing. Mm-hmm. She's not the one making decisions. She's just the message. What is it? The message?
Messenger. Same. We're both doing the same thing today.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Like, don't shoot the messenger or whatever. Right. So I just think I just felt like they were just being too harsh on her. It was too pushy, you know?
Yeah.
And the way that they were just trying to get information out of her, I think that's something, too, where sometimes in a professional setting like that, you're not going to know all the answers, and you really do need to sit back and you need to almost appreciate the fact that your best friend is being the professional they're looking at for their career in the long run too.
Yeah.
Going back to the chat.
Yes.
Sarah says, I would have told my friends if I thought they could keep a secret.
Right.
Which
brings up another point. Did you guys find it annoying where they knew it was a secret that Kat was keeping, but that they were spreading it to other people?
Right.
But didn't Alex hear it from somebody else?
He did.
And
he
they
did.
Were hearing it from elsewhere? I didn't... Were they spreading it? I didn't know.
Like, telephone.
I think it just felt like that because Alex and then they were all, like, kind of just, like, chatting it up before
at
coffee.
Work.
But I think Alex knew before the girls.
He did.
He did, but then they kind of, like, conversed about having, like, Kat had told them. So they had, like, another source.
Oh, yeah,
so if
that...
Like, my thing is, if you're gonna go tell Alex, obviously you can trust him, but, like, what if he wasn't trustworthy? What if he was going to go throw it under the bus? That was kind of my frustration with that one.
Speaking of that, David said the episode was a little scary. At least Alex and Jane had a backup, though.
Yes.
Which kind of to the anxiety.
Well, did Alex really have a backup? Because I think Jane was offered the job at the end of the episode.
It's going to be drama when Alex finds out.
Which that was kind of interesting to me because I didn't... get the vibe that Jane was going to get it over Alex. I thought that they were just trying to purge all of Scarlett's journalists because they knew that they possibly would be maybe getting rid of them anyways. And they're like, ooh, great talent. Right. I want them on my team. Because what it sounded like from Insight is that they're basically hiring on a bunch of people because they have this huge platform that they want to cover. So I don't know. Because I did see that, think that too, but I just am wondering if maybe is Alex going to get offered the same position? You know, I don't know.
That's scary. I was scared. I thought Alex was going to get fired only because he was so open with Jacqueline.
Right.
And I thought, not for her to be mean, but I just thought that she was like, all right, we do need to get rid of someone. He did say he was going for a job. I was nervous about that. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, I hope he doesn't get laid off.
Yeah, that's a risky move. Have you guys ever done that before? Like, told another job that you're looking, or like...
Yes.
I actually, yeah.
Yes, I have.
And that was only because it was kind of like they had said, you know, if you're ready, then like, we should probably start talking about it. But it was more of, like, helping with, professional development. You know what I mean? Like, let's kind of, like, have this talking. Which I think it is kind of sad that... It is something to be, it's like a tainted topic to not talk about, you know, trying to get a new job. Because I feel like a good manager, obviously, Jacqueline was in an iffy situation because of the fact that she was having to deal with possible layoffs. So if someone were to quit, it'd be, you know, maybe better for them. With a good manager, they're going to be like, well, let's see what this is because I want to keep you and I want to keep you here. What can we do to make you stay? What can we help you grow? And it kind of helps you put out that plan. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's sad that it's like a tainted thing. Like you should, that you're like looking. I don't know. It just is like, it's all like, I don't know, weird. It's
secretive.
Yeah, you have to be so secretive about it. It's
one of the jobs I had, they were really open about it and they encouraged people. Because, like a good manager wants you to grow. They want you to take the next step. They don't want to hold you back and keep you staggered and keep you in a position that they know you can grow from. Mm-hmm. So one job that I had, they really encouraged people to look for things that can better you and get promoted. And they stayed in contact with people. So that's one thing that I do like.
Right. Is there anything else in chat that people are talking about?
Taylor agrees with Nikia on the situation. she said that she... agrees that Jacqueline kind of expected Kat to leak the info to a select few people.
Yeah. Jacqueline knew what she was doing.
I see that. I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think about that, but it does make a lot of sense. Because then, obviously, then the rumor will start spreading, and then people will kind of... maybe either start working harder or people that don't really want to be there anyways, maybe.
Because if it's coming
from
Jacqueline, you're scared. You're like, oh, no. But I think it's coming from your pair.
Right.
And they're like, all right, maybe if you step it up, they might listen to you a little bit more than your boss. Because now you're just totally scared if it's coming from Jacqueline. So I felt, I don't know, not that I'm a writer or anything. I don't know if this is true. But that's the vibe that I was getting. And I felt like she purposely, of course, it's how Kat, that her job was safe, but she kind of let her be the gatekeeper in this situation.
Of course.
By the way, I had a question, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were probably going to ask, but what would you guys do if you were in the scenario that happened? Like, if you were to get laid off, like, what would you do, like, the next day?
Like, I've been laid off before.
If you could do, like, anything, I guess.
I would probably book a flight. A one-way ticket to somewhere new.
Ooh.
I've been wanting to go to Argentina.
Nice.
That's fun.
I would go there and then figure out what I'm doing once I get there.
So you're very Kat in this situation.
Very spontaneous.
Yeah, I've done it before, too. So it's...
Where did you go?
Australia. And I didn't come home for 11 and a half months.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow. Okay. What did you do out there? Did you work?
That's funny.
I lived in Australia. Yeah, I was like there. I would,
that's
like,
so dope.
Yeah,
that's actually so what fun. I was going to say. That was jealous. My answer to the question.
You were going to live in Australia?
Well, I would go to live in Australia. Like, if I had, like, if it just, like, it all ended, then I would, because I know that in Australia you could get, like, the one-year, like, visitor visa where you could even, work.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be there, like, working and enjoying life for, like, a full year. So
Australia
would be, like, my plan B.
Wait, that's so crazy, Devin. What did you do?
I was just there, like, living and enjoying life.
Living the life in Australia. That's amazing.
And I worked a little bit and then traveled for 3 months after. And then
I
just worked, like, a few months.
Australia. I was there for almost a year.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was so fun. It was the exact thing that I needed.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should do something
like that
least once in their life. Even if it's only for 2 months or 6 weeks or 8 months, like, do it. Like,
right.
That's so fun.
That's so dope. I was laid off a while ago, and I remember the day I got laid off. Well, the day before I got laid off, I worked for this company. It was actually a fashion company. Uh-huh. Great site to shop at. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. Not going to give them props, no. The day before, they took us all. I remember I just got a promotion. I was there for 2 years. I got this amazing promotion. They took us all to, like, the Yankees game, and we all sat, like, in the box area, and we had, like, drinks and food. I'm like, this is amazing. The next day, I got laid off. I was the first one sent because, like Sutton said, last one in, first one out, and I was the last one who got promoted. And it was so crazy, and I was super sad, and I remember crying, but I actually remembered literally I hated that job. So at that moment, I remember we had a Brooklyn office, the one that I got promoted from. I went to the office, and they already heard that I got laid off. So when I walked in, they had drinks ready for me. We went out for drinks, and I realized, I'm like, I actually didn't like this job. And I felt like it was God or whoever you believe in, was like, no, girl, I got you.
Yeah.
Now I would do what Devin did, and I would literally just get a one-way ticket and just travel somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
Back then, I was just, like, super sad. But I did go out for a drink. I did what Sutton did. I went to a bar.
Yeah.
The next day, I woke up like, okay. I was like, at least I went to a Yankees game. And it was Derek Jeter's last game, so I was actually happy.
Oh, wow.
So it actually worked out.
Yeah.
So we have a Sutton, and we have two cats, basically.
Yeah. Becca, yes. What would you do?
I'm kind of convinced about, like, going to another country. I don't know.
This is all for Australia, guys.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going.
Let's all go to a trip to Australia.
This is all going to Australia.
Let's have a bold type panel trip to
Australia. Yeah, we'll just, like, live stream with you. Yeah, we'll be on Tuesday.
Good day, mate.
It's the bold type panel.
If anyone wants
we're
to,
here.
Like, have some body. That's all I know.
Yeah.
What would you do, Allie?
Oh, man. You know, I probably would buy... I honestly would book a ticket to London to go see my best friends and probably just, like, figure it out from there. I studied abroad in Australia, so I would love to go to the East Coast because I only went to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my first initial reaction would probably be to go to London and just be like, hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out. I always told them, I was like, you know, if things don't work out, I'll just go to, you know, see whatever I can do out there.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, slum it with them for a little bit. Figure it out.
So you see, I never really understood why, like, some people kind of get really, like, intense and depressed about, like, oh, my gosh, if this doesn't work out, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's like, well, there's so many different things you can do, like, the whole world is out there for you to, like, do something, you know?
I think people get scared, though. I think, like, depending on who you are, because certain people's job is, like, it's your livelihood.
Right.
Like, I know for me, even though I hated that job, the fact to know, like, it was the fact that I didn't have the option to quit. I was let go. So then you start to think, damn, like, am I a horrible person? Not realizing, actually, no, they just had a company layoff. It has nothing to even do with you.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought up that point, because there was something that they kept saying that we're going to get canned, we're going to get fired. I'm like, but you're not getting fired.
Right.
You're getting let go because the company can't sustain you, like, financially. And that was something I really wanted to point out, because it had nothing to do with their work ethic. Yep. It had to do with the fact that the company couldn't pay for them. But luckily they could. They found the funds. They laid off certain other people. But that's something, too, is I think some people, I wouldn't want anybody to feel like it's them ever, because it's not. Laying off just means it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate situation, but it's something
and you
that,
get a severance package.
Yeah.
When I walked out the door, I was so sad. And my friend's like, bro, calm down. You've been laid off. I'm like, you know what? You're actually right.
Yeah, because...
it's crazy that your mind goes there, though. You're like, oh, I'm fired. I suck. And they're like, no. The company just had to lay off like 100 people, and you'll get a package, you'll be fine, and sometimes that package may wear out. And I get why people are scared, because some people, it's their livelihood, and sometimes they don't have a plan B. I get it, but I think also it's people just don't know.
Yeah,
and not only that, but people like to be secure, really.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're paying rent, and if some people have kids.
Adulting is not fun.
No. Yeah. There's a lot that comes along with it.
I do not want to be an adult anymore.
Vidra in the chat said, I would job hunt like crazy because I have kids. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And then Sarah E. said, I took a week to process and then search for a new job.
That's probably what I would do.
Let's be realistic. I don't have money to be traveling all that.
It sounds great.
So, yeah. In my ideal world.
Entered the lottery a couple of times.
Yeah. But no, I wouldn't
all
have
all my money in the lottery. I
wouldn't have any money to be doing the traveling.
Same.
But that would be my ideal move. I probably would honestly be like, okay, crap. Let me start applying. Let me start reaching out to my network. Let's see what's going down.
And Sorry, but also another thing is, like, I would, you know, you would probably start working more in, like, what you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just get something that's making
exactly
you...
That's exactly why people... That's why it's like a... Like, when I got laid off, I didn't want to work where I was working. Yeah. And then I got the chance to actually move to LA and do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, like...
And you're here with
and
us!
And I'm here with you, ladies!
I love
it's
it.
It's a blessing in disguise.
It is.
And Becca?
Real quick.
Yes.
David said that he got laid off once, and they told him... The same day, he was very hardworking. So back to what y'all were saying about that.
Aww. David.
Remember David from last week? David was like the little player that was
in there. Thank you guys again for joining us in the chat. It makes it so fun to hear you guys' opinions on this, too.
Reading all these comments.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming, guys. Well, I also want to point out really quick, we didn't get too much of Richard this episode, but when he talked to Jacqueline,
Carla's boo,
we all freaked out because we thought that he was about
Carla, especially,
about Sutton.
My stomach dropped.
I thought he was going to quit. I thought he was going to quit.
I thought he was going to say, I'm with Sutton, and you guys are going to have to suck it. That's why
I
thought
he... didn't get that at all. Yeah, me neither. I thought he was going to quit.
So it's like we were all nervous, but for like different reasons.
Yeah. But it had nothing to do with being laid off. But I thought it had to do with Sutton for sure.
They totally set it up like that.
That was good.
But the way that he went in and was like, this is, it's a hard conversation or something, I thought he was going to say, I'm resigning or whatever.
He looked a little rough too. Looked like he was like growing like a little stubble and a little beard.
Yeah, he looks really upset. Like just angry. Like his face just looks angry.
He's depressed.
Not only that, but when he went to go get the coffee and then Alex, of course
he's standing there.
Standing next
and he's just like, I feel like
I would be like, hell no.
He's always making that weird thing with his lips. He's always like,
yeah,
he's
that's true.
Like a poker face.
Yeah.
He's
always pouting.
Yeah, he's always doing weird lip things. Anyway, that's another
hashtag lip thing.
Well, I guess we can just go on over to the other three group dating kind of thing that the girls went on. That's why this episode was so funny, because it was very up and down. There was a lot of love. There was a lot of passion. And then, I don't know, just like sadness as well. But with the group dating, that was just very interesting. I've actually heard of people going on these group dates. But I've never been on one, and I don't even know where you would, like, is there an actual, like, app that, is it just for group dating?
Well, the way it used to be, I don't know if it still does it, but she referenced Tinder. You used to be able to go on Tinder and do the whole group dating thing. It was like a new part that they add on it.
You meet up with a group of people and, like, at a location?
One of my old coworkers actually did that, and she's like, do you want to go? I'm like, no, don't add me in anything.
Did she say it was good?
It was like her, two of her friends, and they ended up meeting with, like, randomly three guys, and she said it was very interesting, but then they all got bored and then they all parted ways. But you can literally do a group date off of Tinder.
This is like, that sounds fun.
Not that I'm on Tinder or anything, I'm just saying this is what I heard.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat, have you guys been on a group date? No one yet?
Right now, no one yet.
We should all just try and do a group date.
Jane had the worst.
Matt, you can chaperone us.
Yes.
You can chaperone us. Carla can be just observing.
Taylor said Jane stayed infuriated me. Divinity Rock says Jane had the worst date. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah. He was cute, but he was annoying.
He said, he wouldn't let her speak.
he was a jerk.
Back to the Richard thing, though. Sarah, you said I'm neutral on Richard. I like that he's nice to send him, but I'm not a big shipper. I prefer Alex.
I like Alex too. Richard's good. Richard has a nice face.
Yeah,
but he does.
Just back like to Alex. The group date thing, though.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to that too.
Don't you think it would be fun to do if you were single? Yes. It would be fun to do. I would if do it. You had best friends like
oh,
girls,
definitely,
like,
yeah.
Right?
Like, I would do it just for the experience and to laugh with my friends and be like, let's just do it. Let's go get free drinks.
Right. I would actually do it like now with my boyfriend. I'd be like, babe, our friends are going on a date and we have to go there and like just kind of meet the people, see how we feel about everybody and tell them after. So that way, like afterwards, we could talk to the friends and be like, oh, we like this friend for you. Because like we could even do like, because sometimes you want to set your own friends up but at the same time, other times you can't. So, like, I would like, I think it would be fun, like, if I got some girlfriends together, and then if my boyfriend got some of his friends together, and then they all went, like, on a group date with, like, different people, and then we were there just, like, watching.
You guys should just do that. Servers. You guys should just do that. That sounds really cute.
Make sure everything is okay, and so I would do, like, it would be fun.
I guess
just
a group date would be fun, because it's like you're just hanging out with friends. It's not forced one-on-one conversation where you're sitting there like,
you can totally text your friend.
Let me, I hate dull conversation. Ugh. As soon as it dies, I freak out.
Me too.
So then I start saying things and I start talking and I try to overcompensate for the silence. Same. And that, I don't know, that probably gets me no dates, but
I'm a talker. I can't stand silence. I'm like, so.
Yeah. Like, I always need there to be, I think.
But yeah, I don't like silence. I don't like silence either. I'm so with that. Even though I'm kind of a quiet person, which is weird. But Aslin says, I think it's a great idea, especially if you're not comfortable going somewhere alone with a new person for some reason.
Very safe.
Yeah, it is very safe. Guys, we're gonna try this. Let's go on a group date.
So, guys, what? I wanted to tell you. I wanted to say this because of what you just said about people feeling safe. I saw this meme the other day. It said about, like, girls going on dates just to get free food. And then afterwards it said, one of these days they're going to get kidnapped. I was laughing.
Listen, I'll say there's times that I've been on dates for some free food and drinks. I'm just doing that.
I thought it was so funny, but I was like, that's true. Like, people don't realize, like when people tell me, like, oh, I went on a Tinder date, I'm like,
well, see, not dates like that. Like, no, not dates like that. I mean, like, dates with people I know, like, but that is very dangerous as well. Like,
yeah, I mean, if a friend was dangerous. Like, oh, I'm going on a date, I would be like, okay, well, I'm going there with you.
Yeah,
and I'm going to sit back, like, three tables behind.
Pin me your location.
Yeah. I even tell my friends, like, share with me your Uber, like, home, like, from where we're going to your house, so I know that you made it home
me
safely.
Me and my friends, sorry, really that's quick. Okay. Me and my friends, we do this thing. When we're out together and one of us, we meet a guy, we share the story. My friend, one time we were out in New York City recently, my friend met a guy. They were going to be adults and do their thing. I literally was like, great, I need your address, your number. And he was like, you're insane. I'm like, yeah, but my friend must be alive. So, and they got an Uber. I got the Uber's like license plate. And when I found his address, he lived up the street from me. I was like, I need you guys to text me when you get in. I need my friend not to be murdered. Like, that's how we are. Because I'm a great friend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give my age a little bit, but after the whole Natalie Holloway thing happened, the young lady who, like, got killed and she went off.
Yes,
me and my friends, I'm not about, like, letting my friends or even females I know, like, if we're out, I'm not going to let someone go off with, like, random guys who guys are drinking. I'm like, give me your details. I'm momming. I'm not cock walking, but I'm momming this situation. I want to make sure you have great sex, but you're alive the next day after. That's it.
There's always a mom of the group.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
But I'm a cool mom.
You're cool. I'm not a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom. Actually. I want you to get some, but I want you to be alive.
Yes.
Becca, did you have something?
Tiffany Mendez actually said about group dating, I don't think I would do it. Because when it comes to relationships, I like to keep it to myself at first to see how things go, then later decide to tell my friends if it's going well. So that's an interesting, different point.
That is so interesting. Because I feel like with my best friend, I tell her everything. So if I were to date somebody and not tell her, she'd be like, why wouldn't you tell me?
Right.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to keep
seriously. Because my best friend, I ask him, like, hey, like, so, like, what's going on? What are the ladies? Like, and he always tells me about whenever there's, like, a new person or if the old person's out. So if you didn't tell me, I would be like, what do you tell me?
Yeah. But I totally respect that. I'm not sorry. I wasn't saying that I respect that. I'm just like the kind of person that I can't keep my mouth shut. So then I'm like, oh my gosh, I met this person. I totally respect that. If there, that makes sense because sometimes you do need to keep things personal, and I totally get that.
I'm the type, like, when I meet a new guy, I'm like, okay, press conference, everybody.
everyone needs to know.
Same.
When I met my
Richard, it's not public knowledge.
Let me know which one you guys like.
to start a Twitter poll.
Exactly.
Devin starting Twitter polls when she meets people.
I'm exactly the same way, like you, Devin. When I met my boyfriend, I like texted my mom, I called my aunt, I texted my best friends. I was like group chat. I was like guys, like I was like everybody knew about him even before like we started like even really dating. I was like, oh.
Me and my friends do that. We're in group chats. If we like just start talking to guys, we send like screenshots. Like, what do you guys think? Is he cute?
I feel like I kind of feel that way.
Yeah, we're like, here's our text combo that I'm sure he wouldn't want you to see. Well, here's an inappropriate picture. I send them all to my friends.
Speaking of relationships that you're not really sure if your friends approve of, we have Adina and the cat situation. What are we doing here?
It's too much.
It is. It is like playing with fire. And I think that as much as we wanted Kat and Adina to be together, I feel like now we're in this such big push and pull. And we saw that... I know, sorry. Becca is so sad about this. She's been Kat and Adina, Kadina, for the whole season now. But it's just hard because, you know, we saw her go on this date with this guy and it seemed to be going well. And then she realized, oh my gosh, I don't care about him at all. She still cares about Adina. You know, I mean, I just, I don't know. What
it's
are you guys
too
thinking?
Too much. I'm stressed out and I'm not even Kat. You know, I think it is like, you're right. Like, we all wanted them together, but since like Adina's in Paris with her girlfriend, it'd be different if she was single and they wanted to do their whole long distance relationship thing. But it's kind of one sided. Even though Adina does have feelings for Kat, she can't really express it the way she wants to. So it's sad to just see Kat like, ugh.
She seems really sad all the time on the phone. I know. I even wrote down, like, what is she doing?
It's
because, like, doesn't
much.
She have a girlfriend? In the beginning of the episode, I kept thinking, wait, did Coco and her break up? I'm confused. Did I miss something? Because they were just acting as if nothing had changed, and it was weird.
Kind of happy that Sun gave her that friend talk, like, you gotta stop, like, you're doing too much. They both did.
The fact that she was, like, still in Paris with Coco was definitely, for me, like, turned me off of them as a couple. Like, I don't like that.
I didn't like that.
Well, and because I feel like they've been so upfront in the beginning. They were so upfront, and now we're having this kind of secret rendezvous kind of thing where you're like, well, we need some honesty right now.
Yeah.
And I think we finally did get that at the end, but it wasn't even, it was more so still kind of a question. And it's just kind of a strange push
and
pull.
It's a lot. I just like... Kat said in the episode she was going to get some peen. I just want her to, like, just any, I just, not even relationship. She doesn't even have to date. I just want her to be happy, and she just seemed really sad. And because she talks to Adina twice a day, she wishes that she could be with Adina, which I get. That's someone you really like. But because they're so far away and Adina is attached to Coco, I kind of just want Kat to,
move on.
Yeah, so do you, a little bit.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that, like, she's talking to Adina as, like, a safety blanket because she's too afraid to see what else is out there? Because I feel like sometimes we tend to hold on to things that we need to let go far long ago. And I'm wondering if Kat should have let it go when it didn't even get started. It was, like, before it got started, it got taken away. So it's one of those things where it's almost like I feel like there's it's going to be one of those relationships that always is a push and pull. So where do we go from here?
I don't think that she's holding on to Adina like a security blanket, because if you think about it, when they went on the group date, she's the only one that actually ended up having like
a good time,
a nice time. And
you're right.
Even though, I mean, to in her defense, when he was like, that guy is terrible, I would have been like, okay.
You're terrible.
He was so close. I'm like, guys always ruin, like, everything. I'm like, bro, just be quiet.
If I was with a guy and he did that, I'd be like, you are so rude.
And even if he thought it was terrible, like, take the hint. She was like, no, he's not. Like, be a guy. I'm like, okay, she likes it.
Play Freebird. Yeah.
Like, bro, calm down. If she's telling you she likes it, pretend that you like it too. I don't know. Like, maybe that might give you some points or something.
Yeah.
Guys are stupid.
So anyway, though, I do feel like if that guy hadn't said that comment that really just made him an awful person, I think that she probably would have liked him.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah. Could have, you know.
Because
so
it pushed her more to Adina when he started saying all those horrible things. Mm-hmm. And then she seen the violin playing and brought back all the memories. I think you're absolutely right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right, and maybe that's actually just what it is the fact that because they never even got to be anything, has this image in her head of what it could be. So it's sometimes when you fantasize things more in your head, it makes it even more exciting because you don't even know what really is going to happen. So,
I love them together, but it's just
it's too stressful.
It's too much.
I think it's too much of a complicated situation, and they both need to, like, in a way, grow from this. Yeah. Because right now, they're just kind of holding back and not really moving forward. And Adina needs to majorly grow from this and be like, you know what? I'm with Coco, and I need to respect Coco.
Right.
And then, like, and if she needs to end it and have time for herself and not just jump on a boat and, like, go on a plane flight to see, why am
Cat.
I blanking? Cat. Yeah. So I was like, why am I blanking on her name? Then she can do that, like, after, though. But, like, I think first, like, in order to have, like, a healthy relationship with Cat, she needs to take time for herself and take time for herself and Coco and just kind of be like, you know what? Like, this is not going to work out. Yeah. And then really just to, because she doesn't really know that it's going to work out with Cat either.
That is very true.
You know, like, when they tried it, like, this is why she's in Paris, because it didn't work out when it happened.
Right.
So it's kind of one of those things where I think Kat needs to take some time away from Adina and be like, okay, you know what? Like, I really need to just focus on myself, because now she's getting, like, this kind of, like, a promotion where she's going to have more responsibility at work. And that this is time for her to be like, okay, like, let me show them what I can do. Like, I'm going to have assistants and all of that. And then she can focus on, like, Adina after she's already done all of the other things that have to do with, like, her work.
It's time to thrive.
I think with that whole thing, too, is that she just seems a little complicated. Like, she seems stressed out in her job, too. She doesn't even seem to really like it.
Yeah. But she seems,
conflicted?
Slip my mind. You can continue. I'll let you know.
Well, when you think of it, let us know. But I just want to say, people that do love their jobs, though, moving into Sutton, I do want to give her big props to this taking charge. Because Cassie was stressing me out.
Yeah.
The whole time, I'm like, Cassie needs to be fired. Like, if they're going to fire one person, it needs to be Cassie.
She was stressing me out. Like, seriously.
It was too much.
What do you mean? Like, you have to go to a shoot. You don't have time to go back upstairs and get something that you didn't have anyways. Like, whatever.
And, like, Sutton told her, like, you know what you're doing. Just calm down and relax, and you'll get the job done. But because she was in her head and she was overthinking, it's like, girl. And what she did was super shady to Sutton, but I knew that was
going
to
happen. Yes. That's happened to me before.
Really?
Where someone, a couple times where someone's taking credit for something that was mine.
What?
What did you do? I mean, in some situations, I've, like, come forward about it, and others I just ignore it because, like, the hassle's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Difficult.
That's tough.
I'd be like, actually,
I'm sorry. That was me. But I had a feeling. I was like, the photographer, because Jacqueline is the editor-in-chief, I'm like, he probably told her what actually really happened.
Yeah.
I feel like Jacqueline always tests the girls. Like, I feel like either the photographer told her after or told her before, and when she wanted to see Sutton was going to actually speak up, and then she's like, girl, you need to start speaking up for yourself.
Right.
And don't let Cassie take the credit.
And she might have wanted to see what Cassie would have said.
It's like a test. Yeah. I feel like Jacqueline is always testing the girls to see, like, how honest they are and if they're actually good workers and good people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Real quick.
Yes.
Going back to Kadena, wanted to read a couple comments.
Kadena.
Let's do it.
One, Divinity Rocks says Kat is so vulnerable, which I agree with.
Yeah.
Nicole also said something that I definitely agree with. I don't feel pushed or pulled. I love Kadena, and I will go down with the ship.
Oh, same. Yes!
Same.
Team Kadena.
Yes.
Becca is Team Kadena all the way.
And getting to Taylor's. Taylor agrees with Devin that I don't think she's scared. I think she just felt really hard for Adina and desperately wants it to work somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Kadena, you guys.
Kadena.
Yeah. Well, my thought came back.
What
is
it?
I was just going to say that she seems distracted.
Very true.
She seems very distracted from her work, and she, like, she's not really enjoying it. She's like FaceTiming, and
at work. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have time to be.
I don't have time for it.
No, and then, like, when she had to go gather up the 30 girls, I feel like that would be so much fun. I would be like everywhere, like gathering 30 girls. Like, what do you like about our company? Like, tell us all about this. Like, come. But she came back, and she just looked so, like, stressful and happy about doing it. I was like, oh my gosh.
The whole episode, she seemed kind of like down.
Yeah.
Like, every time someone would say something to her that you think she would get excited, she's like, okay. But I get it, because I think she was also stressed out because of her friends losing their job.
Right.
But she's also very distracted because of Adina, and she wants to be with Adina, at least that she thinks in her mind.
Right.
And it's like, girl, and she's not in her apartment, and it's a lot going on.
It was a stressful episode.
It was really stressful.
Two quick things I just want to touch on with Jane, because we haven't really talked about her character this episode, is that she did a butt facial interview, which got her a lot, like one of the most clicks on the website. I'm so intrigued. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I was gonna ask, I'm like, does anyone know what a butt facial is?
I don't know.
And would you guys ever get a butt facial?
No.
What does that even mean?
And a boobgasm. That was the other thing, which is a motorboat thing. No.
No, I've never
shoot the messenger. This is just what I heard. Boobgasms, I guess, is a motorboat thing that's an orgasm with your boobs. Butt facial.
Never heard of.
I think I'd have to see what, like, the whole, like, facial thing is about.
I've heard about the butt facial, but I've heard of, like, the vagina facial.
What?
I've heard that on another show. Shout out to Insecure. That was on. I heard women talking about the whole vagina facial. The butt facial,
crazy.
I'm sure it's just like scrubs.
I'm sure it's just like a wax, and then like
it that's makes what I it thought. Like, wax.
I thought it was just gonna be something like, oh, it's like smooth.
But who has that like job?
Yeah, like
who
really
has to do the butt facial?
That is something I guess we'll have to hopefully never anyone encounter.
It's
I don't know.
People that do Brazilian waxes.
Oh,
I'd rather do a Brazilian than a butt
facial. That's hilarious. Well, before we end it, we should probably get into some predictions. And as we're going into some predictions, you know, do you guys think Jane? Predictions. Do you think Jane is going to take the job?
No.
Hell no.
I think
freeform,
she could
be
say
crazy.
Yes, to be honest.
But you okay? So, but if she says yes, Becca, like, what does that mean for like Scarlett? Like, I feel like that would like make everything the whole like, you know what I mean?
I think she could say yes, and Jacqueline will be like, okay, look, I'll keep your job open for like a day tops.
Oh, to like see if you like
so
it.
So you can come back.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe they might give her some things, like let her write the political stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe that makes sense. Like maybe it's something where she's like, if this is something you feel like you need to do,
then
let you test it out. Right. And if you don't like it, your job will be open for this amount of time.
Yeah.
Must be
that
nice.
That makes sense. Yeah, right.
Which I feel like going off that she won't, that she'll end up not liking it and then she'll return.
Right.
But do you think Alex? It's a lot of drama because then, like, Alex may find out, then he may be upset.
Ooh, yeah. So much.
I don't want anyone to leave.
All right. Well, sorry. Before we run out of time, Kia, what are your predictions?
I will say they mentioned Magnolia Bakery. If anyone's never been, they just opened one in LA and it's really delicious. They have the best banana pudding. So I want to throw that out there. Predictions. I do not see. I'm torn. Like, because of the show, and the show is about Scarlett, but there's only two episodes left. I feel like she's not going to get the job, but I'm kind of with Becca. Like, I feel like she may say yes, but Jacqueline may be like, hey, we're going to give you more perks.
Right.
Or they may be like, fooled you. Or maybe she may give it to Alex. I don't know. Let's see. Kat and Adina, I'm really stressed out. Like, I want them to be separate. Not that I'm against them. I just want them to figure it out. And I, like, want Adina to officially break up with Coco, maybe. And then they be separate for a little bit. And Kat, she has this new promotion coming up, and I'm praying that she does a good job with her new job. Jane, as we've seen in the preview, I think her and Pinstripe, because she actually really does like him. She's not into dating the whole two dudes, three dudes thing, so I feel like they may work that out and actually become a couple. Oh. Let's see. Yeah, that's all I got. Sutton, I feel like because Sutton did such a great job and Oliver's going to come back, I think he may be a little bit nicer to Sutton, and she may get a little promotion in there somewhere.
Ooh. Love it.
That's all I got.
Speaking of Sutton, Nicole says Alex and Sutton drunken one night stands.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yes.
I see that. Yes. Or a kiss.
I see definitely that, see that happening. You're right. Totally see that happening. Devin, what about you? Any thoughts?
I don't think that Jane will take the job with Insight. Is that what it's Insight,
yeah.
right?
Insight. Mm-hmm.
I think that Sutton and Richard will rekindle things. I see that happening for sure. And Kat and Adina, I mean, we already saw that there was trouble in paradise in the previews.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't really have anything specific for them.
That's a lot.
Well, for me, I don't think that Kat is actually going to leave with Adina. I think something's going to come up towards the end and she's not going to be able to go. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Jane is also not going to take the job and she's going to get back and work things out with Pinstripe Guy. And for Sutton, I would like for her to have the maybe one night stand with Alex.
Yes.
But But she needs to go right back.
Yes.
To Richard. Yeah. Carla will not give it up on Saturday.
Right after her one night stand.
I am team Richard all the way. And actually, I would really like it if Alex took Insight. That way, he would actually be completely out of the picture.
No. But I can see that happening, though.
Like, no one night stand. I would like for Alex to just, like, move out of the office and out of sight. Right. And then that way... And then that way, son will be like, actually,
yeah,
Richard, I love you.
I thought Alex was going to take the job to make it so he could date Sutton or something like that. Ooh. But Becca, do you have any predictions?
Taylor's just terrified that Sutton and Richard's secret is still going to come out.
Ooh, I like that.
I just named that. She also said, "Damn, Carla, that's cool." Sarah E. This prediction is interesting. Says, I think Kat and Adina might get engaged so Adina can stay in the country. Oh. Jane will stay in Scarlet.
That's a good one.
That is a great one. I think we're just going to have to end on that one. Wow. That was amazing.
Yes, I love it.
All right. So many possibilities. So little time. Only two episodes left, guys. I can't even believe it. Thank you guys again for joining us. We have so much fun every week. Again, continue to join us in the live chat. Tweet us. We love to hear your comments and all your tweets. It's so much fun. Where can you find us on social media, Becca?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV. Also, we have merch now, so check out the AfterBuzz TV Twitter account to see where you can buy it.
Yeah.
Ooh, merch.
I'm here for all things
merch.
Merch,
that's so fun. Kia, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Magnolia Bakery, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Devin.
You guys can find me on all social media at Dining with Devin.
Carla. And you guys can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Bilchin with an R at the end.
And hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.